Good morning. It's 846 4CA. Good to have you along for the breakfast show this morning. I am excited about this. I was a Brisbane boy, grew up often going to Festival Hall, and I've probably told my listeners the stories about going along and seeing bands like In Excess, Men at Work, My Sex, U2 at Festival Hall in Brisbane. It's no longer there. I think there's some skyscraper there in its place. But I remember going and seeing some wonderful double headers, probably with some of the bands that I just mentioned. Maybe not U2, but I might be proved wrong. But one of my favourite bands to go along and check out, Hoodoo Gurus. Never had a chance to talk to this man, so I'm pretty excited about this. Dave Faulkner, head of the band, he joins me this morning. G'day, Dave. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Murray. Fighting fit.
Mate, I'm sure you remember Festival Hall and some of those heady days in the 1980s, particularly for still a schoolboy like me, but doing some wonderful shows, particularly in those inner city areas right across the country.
Absolutely. Festival Hall was such a brilliant venue, as you'd recall. Brad Shepherd, our guitarist, he actually grew up in Brisbane, and he remembers going to Festival Hall as a little kid, so he saw probably some of the same shows you did and a whole lot more besides. So it's a very legendary place and much missed. But, yeah, you know, we played lots of other places around the traps as well, you know, the big pubs and things. That was a big part of that 80s era that people always talk about. And there still are some great big pubs in Brisbane, as it happens. You know, there's some good ones. Eaton Hills is a fantastic one now, nearby the island. So there's something Point Hotel. That's a fantastic place too.
It's been too many years, but look, you know.
Yeah, you can tell my brain's not always functioning at full speed either.
And I remember actually being in town one afternoon with one of my friends, and we're going up to Hungry Jack's, and we're walking past Festival Hall, getting ready for the In Excess concert. Suddenly a van pulls up, out jumps Michael Hutchence. And like, you know, we were 15, 16-year-old schoolboys, but he stopped, he chatted, he said, great to hear you guys are coming along to the show. Such a nice, warm guy. And I guess that was one of the things that would have happened for you a lot in the 1980s. Some of those people that have, you know, become absolute legends like yourself, you would have been rubbing shoulders with some of the elite.
Definitely Michael was a nice man. He got up on stage for one night and played in an encore in Melbourne, and it was kind of funny because, you know, he's such a, you know, self-possessed person and very confident and almost cocky, but I think he's a little bit intimidated getting up with the Hoodoo Gurus.
Cause, yeah, is that right?
We make a bit of a racket, and, you know, it's also not quite his comfort zone. You know, we're a little bit louder and more obnoxious than what he's normally in front of. So that was kind of fun.
Well, look, you know, you've always been known as a bit of an indie punk kind of sound, particularly popular with, you know, that inner city culture, you know, that kind of crowd as well, but particularly on university campuses. But, you know, particularly with some of the songs, you know, which really broke for you out of Stone Age Romeos, My Girl in particular, a great classic love song, but it's amazing, I guess, the depth of some of the things that you guys have done over the years.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely started from that whole background you mentioned, the punk rock thing, before the Hoodoo Gurus, actually. You know, I was in a punk rock band in Perth where I grew up, called The Victims, and there's a sort of a well-known song from that band that's sort of still talked about, called Television Addict. But, you know, we kind of took a whole lot of other influences as well when we formed the Gurus. It wasn't just that pure punk thing. And in fact, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on being very diverse in our tastes. And even a song like My Girl, for example, that's not punk rock at all. That's kind of classic 60s pop, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we definitely have a lot of that flavour in us, a bit of that 60s pop thing, and also psychedelia and, you know, glam rock and, you know, hints of rockabilly, whatever, country. I mean, it's all sort of there. And, you know, we don't really discriminate ourselves because we just think, well, if we play it and it sounds right, and it's Hoodoo Gurus music. We don't have to sort of worry about where the particular ingredients come from. We just sort of mix it together and make, you know, the thing that tastes good to us.
And you know, I've got to laugh because that line about Tojo never made it to Darwin. Not quite sure where that all fitted in, but it's just one of those really memorable lines.
That was a song that was basically inspired by one of the very first sort of charity fundraiser singles, because the cyclone that hit Darwin, Cyclone Tracy in 1975.
Yeah.
I remember there was a song by, I think it was Bill and Boyd did it, and it was called Santa Never Made It Into Darwin.
Yes,
because it happened on Christmas Eve, that cyclone. So they, you know, it's a very good, well-meaning song, and, you know, I'm sure it raised some good money for the charity, but at the time, but it always struck me as a very corny kind of song, because, I mean, obviously I was a bit, probably a bit punk rock and a little bit snotty in my attitude. So I just sort of took the piss out of it a little bit by writing Tojo Never Made It to Darwin. And sort of,
but Tracy did.
and draw, and it basically was me mostly having fun with the idea of, you know, the fact that, you know, they used to name cyclones after women exclusively. And so I kind of talked to this girl, Tracy, in this song, which is actually a cyclone. So there's all these puns about ill winds blowing, you know, good and stuff like that. And, of course, Darwin, as we know, got bombed by the Japanese. You know, it's a very famous thing in World War II. So that's why it became Tojo and never made to Darwin, because, you know, they bombed it, but they didn't actually invade. So we got a let off there. A whole lot of things mixed in together, you know, in my crazy world. That's how it works.
The 80s were very good to you, weren't they, Dave?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I think the 2020s are pretty good to us as well. We just done a new album and we're pretty happy with that. And, you know, we're kind of still managing to kind of excite ourselves with music and feeling that we've got something to say. And certainly, you know, we began well in the 80s and, you know, sort of, you know, the flying start with our first record. And we went from strength to strength, really, and we've had a pretty bloody blessed career overall.
And look, you know, that longevity that you're talking about, obviously from that base, you know, it's not surprising that you guys are basically still together and creating that new stuff, because I guess, you know, that was such a wonderful era. And I guess I'm probably talking about not just the 80s being good to you, some of those influences of the 1980s, but we won't talk about some of those illicit influences back in those days right now.
I was a television addict, as I mentioned in that Victim song, and, you know, we were kind of relating on a whole lot of stuff on that sort of level, you know, you know, trash culture, they call it, you know, because of those silly old sitcoms that no one, you know, particularly ranks very highly as being high art. But, you know, as a kid, I was tickled pink by them, and I still like them as an adult. You know, I mean, one of my favorite shows of all time is still Lost in Space.
Yeah, wow.
So that kind of, that reflects my sort of sensibility, you know. It's, well, if you take it seriously, you're out of your mind. But if you sort of get in the right sort of, you know, manner of thinking, it's still kind of fascinating and kind of revealing of human motivation.
Maybe I'm just actually reflecting more on some of my friends and some of my influences from the 1980s, and I shouldn't draw you in there. But just quickly...
No, you're probably thinking that I was, you know, smoking something when I wrote some of those songs, but I wasn't actually.
Okay. Well, I was maybe kind of suggesting that, but it's probably from my interpretation more so than yours. But just interesting, some of the TV programs, and, you know, this struck a chord with me, Stone Age Romeo's basically dedicated in a lot of ways to some of those classic programs like F Troop and also Get Smart, which were staples for me as a young kid on Australian television in the early 1970s.
Absolutely. Well, we were lucky in Australia because we didn't get colour television until the mid-70s, which is hard to believe now.
Sure, sure.
In America, I think they even had it in the 50s in America, but it became very big in the 60s. But all those shows that were made in black and white, they would still show in Australia years and years afterwards when they'd long vanished from rest, you know, the screens in America. So we were seeing things like, you know, I Love Lucy and The Honeymooners and My Favourite Martian and
Bewitched.
You mentioned Bewitched, F Troop, you name them, you know, there's millions of them. And, Hogan, you know, I used to come home from school and I'd just be able to lay on the couch and exclusively watch sitcoms for like 3 hours every night. They just went, you know, because the ABC had a whole lot of them on, and then you need to switch channels to a couple of other commercial networks. You can actually, the way they had the news staggered in those days for some reason in Perth, where I grew up, the news was half hour apart on every station, so you could actually skip the news and watch a sitcom instead. So by channel surfing, you could get known useful information, but lots of entertainment.
And look, I'm certainly with you with My Favourite Martian. That was definitely one of my favourites. And I think it was just something about Samantha and Bewitched that certainly captivated me, but we won't talk about her anymore.
Well, she's a very alluring lady.
Well, look, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Tanks, you can see these guys live. Of course, some of the memories that we talked about this morning, as we've talked about the longevity of the band, they're still doing stuff. They got new music as well. And, of course, very much seasoned musicians these days. The Hoodoo Gurus at the Tanks coming up this Friday and Saturday. After all these years and seeing you on stage and checking you out live, I've never had an opportunity to talk to you. So, Dave, it's been a real delight to have a chat to you this morning.
Thank you, Murray. And also, we're thrilled to be able to come back up to Cairns. It's been too long. I think we're last year about nearly 4 years ago now, so it's great to get back and get our feet wet.
Excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Tanks coming up this Friday and Saturday. Dave Faulkner, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
Once a girl took my love until I couldn't give anymore.